From South Los Angeles to Washington, D.C., and many points in between, this is Political Talk on AnnenbergRadio.org and NeonTommy.com. I'm Max Schwartz, along with Katie Gregg and Jenna DeKnight. Without further ado, let's get started. On this week's episode, Katie will be doing the wrap-up.
Thank you, Max. Gun control has been a hot topic in the news lately. Last Wednesday evening marked the beginning of approval for some of the strictest gun control laws in the nation. After much debate, the Connecticut House of Representatives passed gun control legislation by a bipartisan vote of 105 to 44. Connecticut now joins Colorado, New York, and Maryland as the states which have taken a stand to pass major gun control legislation as a result of the Sandy Hook tragedy. President Obama was in Denver last week to praise Colorado for instating gun control laws that should help serve as a model for Congress. He also called on the people of Colorado to call on their Congress people to pass federal gun control legislation. This is what President Obama had to say while in Denver.
And so I'm here because I believe there doesn't have to be a conflict in reconciling these realities. There doesn't have to be a conflict between protecting our citizens and protecting our Second Amendment rights. I think that Colorado has shown that practical progress is possible thanks to the leadership of Governor Hickenlooper and some of the state legislators who are here today. You know, when I was talking to Steve, he mentioned that, you know, Aurora's very much a purple city. It's got a majority Republican city council. A majority of the state legislators are Democrat, but they came together understanding that out of this tragedy there had to be something that made sense. And so we've seen enacted tougher background checks that won't infringe on the rights of responsible gun owners, but will help keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people.
Audio clips courtesy of C-SPAN. Over a dozen Colorado sheriffs spoke against Obama's address regarding additional gun control measures. 16 sheriffs held a news conference at Denver's Fred Thomas Park before Obama's visit. The sheriff accused Obama of avoiding public debate with people who hold opposing positions. Sheriff Justin Smith argues that Obama and fellow Democrats are exploiting the tragedies of deadly shooting rampages at an Aurora, Colorado movie theater and Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, as he believes that the recently passed gun control regulation would not have prevented either of the tragic mass shootings. The debate on gun control is set to begin in Washington this week as senators return from Easter vacation. Republicans, including Kentucky Senator Rand Paul and Florida Senator Marco Rubio, have pledged a filibuster to block any gun control legislation. On March 28th, President Obama spoke from the East Room to push Congress to pass legislation.
Earlier this month, the Senate advanced some of the most important reforms designed to reduce gun violence. All of them are consistent with the Second Amendment. None of them will infringe on the rights of responsible gun owners. What they will do is keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people who put others at risk. And this is our best chance in more than a decade to take common sense steps that will save lives.
Audio courtesy of C-SPAN. What are your thoughts on the new gun control legislation being passed? Do you guys think that Obama is being biased and just using these two cases as grounds to push further legislation, or?
Yeah, definitely. Obama is, he wants more gun control laws all over the country. So, I don't think biased is the right word, but that's just what he believes in, so he's pushing for it really hard.
Right.
And then he's really trying to do that by rewarding these states that do pass more restrictive laws. See, I think that's what's going on.
I don't know about reward, but he's going to different places. He went to Colorado, and he's in Connecticut.
Today, right? Yeah.
Yes, today, Monday, April 8th. And the reason for that is he's going there to praise the states. I don't know if reward's necessarily the right word, but he's also there while he's there praising. He's there pushing, telling people to push their congressman or congresswoman to pass gun control on the federal level. And ultimately, it was going to happen one way or another. It's just it just took these two incidents to cause this drastic speed increase in how they're going to do it. But ultimately, I think it would have happened anyway because people would have realized it was needed one way or another.
Right. It seems like he's trying to use the public support and, everyone was very upset by both of these situations. So, I mean, that to really pass along the regulations in a much, faster manner than would otherwise.
Absolutely. And this goes to every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And I think we're seeing that here. You were going to say something, Katie?
No, I was just going to talk about how Obama didn't, you said that he said he would have thought that the Aurora shooting and the Sandy Hook, that would have still happened with more restrictions.
No, actually, those were people that were disagreeing with, like, him using that as platform to pass
legislation along. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think, I mean, he's using those to like, you know, make it a quicker legislative process.
To make the
process.
Action time now.
Right.
Because he knows that if he doesn't do this while this is on the nation's mind, it's not going to happen.
Right. So that's definitely helping to further along the speed of the legislation.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Now here's Max Schwartz to talk about the elections.
Thank you, Jenna. We are only into the second week of April 2013, but campaigning for 2014 is already in full force. Many eyes are on the state of Kentucky for the 2014 midterm elections. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell is running and will actually have to fight to retain his seat. There was talk that actress Ashley Judd would be his Democratic opponent, but she opted not to run. We don't know who will be opposing McConnell, but what is known is that Democrats will be trying hard to take his seat. ABC News reported that the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee has already launched advertisements against McConnell. Back in our home state of California, eyes are on the Bay Area and Nancy Pelosi, with the big question being, will she go back to D.C. after the midterms as a leader or as a speaker? There were multiple fundraisers that Obama attended last week in the Bay Area. The objective was to get support, morally and financially, for Pelosi and other Democrats. Events took place at the homes of Tom Steyer, a philanthropist who made his money in private equity, and Gordon Getty, a philanthropist who is the heir to John Paul Getty's oil fortune, among others. Tickets for Thursday's events alone cost anywhere from $1,000 to $34,000 per person. I imagine this is only the start for Obama on the campaign trail. So, like I mentioned, we are just in the beginning of 2013. We just ended the first quarter, and it's pretty interesting. We're already starting for 2014. I wouldn't say it's uncommon that we're starting this early, but I think it's pretty impressive that it's already getting this much attention. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think campaign finance is certainly going to be a big, big question. I don't know about a question, more or less an asterisk in this election after we saw what happened in the presidential. What are your thoughts on how McCain-Feingold will be?
Well, I just wanted to ask a question. Exactly what determines whether or not, like, how much someone is spending to attend this? You said that the range is from $1,000 to $34,000. I mean, what?
Yes, there were different events. Each event had a different ticket price ranging from $1,000 to $34,000. And I imagine also it was based off how much people wanted to go above and beyond. Mm-hmm. But I'm not 100% certain on that. But I do know that certain smaller events were more expensive, and there were wealthier people at those, whereas there were larger events that were less expensive where it wasn't the same wealthy people there plus other people who didn't attend the more exclusive
ones. Okay, so this isn't all for the same event. It's just for like a range.
Correct.
Okay.
He went to 4 events in his 2 days up in the Bay Area.
I see.
And it was, like I said, it was not just for Nancy Pelosi. It was for all Democrats, and that's where Obama made the statement that everyone's going after him for, about calling Kamala Harris the best-looking attorney general in the country. So I'm not going to say whether that's right or wrong. I'm going to stay out of this. You're laughing, but what are your thoughts on how 2014? I mean, we spoke about Kentucky, but also there are other senators who are not running.
I think it's interesting, as you said, that we're already hearing so much about it, and it's, you know, 2014. I think because people like President Obama he wants more Democrats in the House, especially. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, by drawing so much attention to this, I think it'll definitely get a lot more money to the election, you know, for everyone involved. And then just a lot more attention, which is what, you know, Democrats and Republicans are both wanting. So,
and that's why he is going to be out on the campaign trail, and why he was already out to mm-hmm. boost that attention and boost the attendance, which means boosting donors. But like I mentioned, this is going to be very interesting because we've got McCain-Feingold, and we saw how much money, billions, were spent on the presidential even though this isn't presidential, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of money spent. So it'll be interesting to see how much money is spent for this. What are your thoughts?
I mean, yeah, it'll be definitely interesting to see. Like, historically, is it a lot spent on these?
Is this one of the more important elections for senators that we've seen in a long time?
Well, this is certainly going to be an important election for midterm standards because we have 2010 to compare it to, where in Obama's words, there was a slacking. So we'll be all eyes to see whether that's going to happen again.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because, like I mentioned, McConnell's actually up for a fight this time. We have senators from blue states that could easily go red that are not running again, such as from West Virginia. We've got Missouri, just to name a few. So I think that's what will make it very important. And like I said, we'll all wait and see what happens. And I'm sure this is just the start of campaigning.
I'm sure it is.
More to come.
As Jenna mentioned, Connecticut's legislature recently passed a gun control bill that includes universal background checks for all gun sales, 10-round limits, along with a slew of other restrictions. Governor Daniel P. Malloy signed the bill on Thursday. President Obama, in pursuit of a reform on gun sale policy, visited Connecticut on Monday to address Connecticut's new gun laws. Obama praised the state for its new control measures. This is part of a state-by-state strategy that Obama has chosen to follow since his attempts at passing federal restrictions have flopped. As Max discussed, campaigning for the upcoming year has already begun. Elections for the United States Senate will be held in November of 2014. In this election, 33 of the 100 Senate seats will be contested. Elections for the House of Representatives and for governors and other local elections will also be held at this time. Interestingly, the 2014 senatorial elections will mark 100 years of direct elections of senators in the United States. Among the senators up for election in 2014, there are 21 Democrats and 14 Republicans. Obama overtly expresses his desire for Democrats to take control in the U.S. House by calling on the public to make Nancy Pelosi Speaker of the House. Since the Republicans control the House, Democrats, including President Obama, would like to focus on gaining control of the House in these upcoming elections. Campaigning will only intensify, I believe, in the months to come.
Now it's time for 1 minute spotlight. I will be continuing the subject of guns. So on that note, there are only two legal gun stores in the city of Los Angeles, and it is illegal to ship ammunition to Los Angeles addresses. Ammunition cannot be shipped to post office boxes. Most people in the greater Los Angeles area acquire their weapons and ammunition outside of the city, but in the greater Los Angeles area, outside of the city limits. I wanted to point this out for two reasons. First, is that I did not know this fact until last week, and I feel it is one that should be recognized given how the city council is often criticized for its actions, or lack thereof. Second is that this is one small step municipalities can take to enact gun control ordinances on the local level. Now, here is Katie to bring up the unfortunate death of a U.S. diplomat in Afghanistan.
In what has been the first U.S. diplomat murder since the September attack in Benghazi, Libya, Anne Smetinghoff of Illinois was killed on Saturday. Although the 25-year-old lived inside a secured compound, she constantly sought to work outside of its confines. She was the public diplomacy officer for the U.S. Embassy in Kabul and worked with Secretary of State John Kerry during his most recent visit to the country 2 weeks ago. It was in doing the work she loved so much that Smetinghoff was put in danger. She was delivering books to a southern Afghanistan school when an unidentified suicide bomber crashed into her group. This tragic death serves as a reminder of the immense danger that still exists in Afghanistan, a place that Kerry called, quote, one of the toughest places on earth, end quote. In her memory, American flags lined the road near her family's Illinois home.
Thank you for listening to Political Talk. We would like to thank Joel Zink, our engineer, Willa Seidenberg, the Annenberg Radio News faculty advisor, and Aaron Trink, the Annenberg Radio News executive producer, for all of their help. The music used on today's program has been composed, recorded, and provided by Eric Schwartz. He is on the web at www.ericschwartz.com. From the Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism at the University of Southern California, on behalf of Jenna DeKnight, I'm Max Schwartz.
I'm Katie Gregg. And we would like to say, have a great week. We hope to have you back next week. In the meantime, we can be reached at politicaltalkpodcast@gmail.com and on Twitter by using the hashtag politicaltalkpodcast.